Well, hello everyone and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. That's a theme music, Mystery Creek, is what we're playing today. And that's me on banjo, and that's a tune I composed about a place just out of Hamilton, New Zealand, Mystery Creek, which is where they hold the agricultural field days and places like that. Big events, Christian youth camp at Easter time is huge, and they have all sorts of things going on at Mystery Creek, and it's a great name for a banjo tune, don't you reckon? Well, I've got a real handful of bluegrass here, all sorts of stuff coming from the depths of my collection, and you're going to hear some real down-home music today. It's a bit of down-home music, and the first band to play is Travis Chandler in Avery County. And the album is called State of Depression. He's a young man, he's a mandolin player, but he's sort of playing what they call the barroom bluegrass of Baltimore in the 1950s and 60s, where the likes of Buzz Busby and Red Allen, Frank Wakefield, Earl Taylor, Jimmy Martin used to play this sort of style of bluegrass. And Travis is real hard-driving singer and player. There's a note in his album liner notes that say, in an age of contrived arrangements, slick licks and over-massaged vocals, there are still some in the world of bluegrass who understand that heart and feeling and soul is what really matters. And this is Travis Chandler. Have a listen.
Sweet watermelon and hunted the possums each night. I'd awake in my bed on a warm summer morning and smell that soft southern breeze. In the kitchen I hear my mama singing some old time sweet melody. But the old cotton fields are neglected, the corn in the meadow is brown, the farmer has moved into town. They say you can hear that cotton a-growing when the nights are quiet and warm. I'd give all I own if I was returning back to that old cotton farm. But the old cotton fields are neglected, the corn in the meadow is brown, the old house and barn and plows are deserted, the farmer has moved into town. Are neglected, the corn in the meadow is brown, the old house and barn and plows are deserted, the farmer has moved into town to work on a job in a factory in town. Thank you.
some fine mandolin playing. That reminds you a little bit of Buzz Busby, that very fast tremolo style of playing. That was a tune that was called, let me get this, Mandolin Tango. And he had some great help picking on that. Travis played mandolin, Adam Poindexter guitar and vocals, Blake Johnson bass and vocals, Mark Delaney banjo, Nat Leith on the fiddle. And that was a real good old-time bluegrass. Now we're going to hear a little bit from a band that I've really taken to lately. That's Kathy Kellick and the Kathy Kellick Band. And she has a great band, sings lead most of the time, but not always. And this one's got her bass player Dan Booth singing lead. It's a song called Thinking of Home. It's an old Vern Williams Ray Park song. And then after that, we're going to hear from them the classic Dark Hollow, Kathy Kellick Band.
Pines on the old mountainside. I can hear my mother calling as I sit here alone tonight. I can't see the smoke from the chimney. I can't see the old trail toward home as I sit here alone in the city. I think of the folks they're back but it ain't coming back.
Kathy Kellogg band based around San Francisco in the USA and doing a fine job of an old bluegrass standard. A few extra words thrown in there as well, written by Kathy. Well, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and a big thank you for listening goes out to all the people on the Access radio stations around New Zealand, Raglan, Plains FM, Radio Southland, Coast Access Radio. Of course, those people listening live to Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, thanks very much for tuning in, and I really appreciate it when you come up and talk to me and say, hey, I was listening to the program the other night. And all those people who listen in podcasts all around the world, that's just amazing what the internet is these days, and you gives you the ability to listen to radio stations from anywhere in the world. And thank you very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you continue to enjoy my take on the music, which is, I just love bluegrass music, really. And I love digging into the collection and pulling out songs that suit my tastes. Well, here's one. I don't normally play my own stuff, really. But this is tune I wrote in the 1970s when I was living and working in Australia with the Slim Dusty Show, and Colleen and I were doing a music called Fresh from the Country, which was all instrumental music, which we recorded in Sydney, and we had some help from great musicians. I'm playing a track called Dobro on the Loose. I was playing Dobro on this one, as well as playing the banjo, Colleen on fiddle, Colin Watson on guitar, Alan James was playing bass for it. And I remember recording it. We were in the Channel 9 studios, which are a vast place, a huge room, like a big warehouse, and the whole ceiling was full of lights and things like that. And the producer of the album, Sven Liebeck, had made just a little space in the middle of this huge barn with lights, and we had this beautiful cozy little space, and surrounding us was sort of oceans of blackness, and that way we had no interference with the sound, and we just had our microphones there and we played the music. And it was a great feeling. And this tune, it's called Dobro on the Loose, so you'd think it's a Dobro instrumental, but in reality it's all about the banjo and the fiddle. And when my good friend Leonard Cohen was over a few weeks ago, we were playing this tune. I've been trying to get him to play Dobro on this tune for a long time, and he's promised to learn it. So we're running through some bits in here. So it's time to hear the thing in full, and have a listen. Dobro on the Loose. Thank you. Stopper on the Loose. I could play fairly fast in those days, couldn't I? I remember at the end of it, I was supposed to be doing some really fancy banjo licks, and I was so headed, I could barely hold myself together. So all you got was just straightforward picking, and then I left all the licks in my head. Bit of a shame, but still, it's a great tune. Dobro on the Loose. Let's listen to Pete Dennehy. Now, Australian musician, plays mandolin, guitar, fiddle, tells funny stories, sings funny songs, writes great bluegrass songs, and is one of the mainstays at the Mountain Grass Festival in Harrietville in November. You should be going this year. And here he is doing a song from his Singing Shoes album, Keep the Engine Humming.
I took the first step into the dark, where there is no love, there is no heart. One look up the tracks to see what's a-coming. Big old train with her engine humming. I need time alone when my soul is frail and the wheels roll by on the cold steel rails. Nobody waves, nobody beckons. That's a sign for me to go alone, I reckon. And the world's a train with a lot of parts, and the beating of a few billion hearts. Some folks are walking, some folks are running. I'll do what I can to keep the engine humming. One lonely cloud in a dying sky, one bit of color to please the eye, last bit of gold from the sun it's stealing. I know that cloud and how it's feeling. And it's sad to see the color die. We all gathered and said goodbye, and you told me good times are coming. We've sung our song, keep that engine humming. And the world's a train with a lot of parts, and the beating of a few billion hearts. Some folks are walking, some folks are running. I'll do what I can. Beating a few billion hearts. Some folks are walking, some folks are running. I'll do what I can to keep the engine humming.
Pete Dennehy, Keep the Engine Humming, writes great songs and always gets an excellent feel. In his songs, he really captures the integrity of what he's singing about. Great performer. I always like to play a little bit of where the music came from, old-time music. Sometimes it's old-time string band music. Other times it's songwriters and performers who've made a difference to bluegrass music. And I'm going to feature Woody Guthrie right now on a tune called Going Down the Road Feeling Bad. And if you've been following bluegrass at all over the last few years, you know that this song's been done by bluegrass bands lots and lots of times. It's a great song. Woody Guthrie was a great... He was really the man responsible for the folk song revival, along with people like Pete Seeger, and with whom he often played. And he sang old-time songs, old parlor songs. He wrote his own songs. He was sort of the voice of the people, and he just managed to put a homespun touch on everything that he played. And this is a song that makes a great bluegrass song, but this is Woody Guthrie doing it. He died in 1967. He'd had a debilitating illness for a long time, but he left a wonderful legacy of songs. Going down the road feeling bad.
From a sweet and tender love that wasn't strong enough to make me stay. I followed my dreams and I left him there behind. Now my heart is wandering back to a love I hope will still be mine. Empty faces, familiar places I still
Dale and Bradley from the album East Kentucky Morning, and that was a song, East Kentucky Morning. Before that, of course, we had Woody Guthrie going down the road feeling bad. I got an album in front of me called Double Overtime, and the album is called First Cut, and it's a bunch of really just good old boys from the hills of North Carolina who get together and play some bluegrass music. A mixture of young guys, old guys in the band. Randy Bledsoe plays bass fiddle and does the lead vocals. Tom Costner, resonating guitar. Ricky Holyfield plays the banjo, does the bass vocals. Adam Simpson plays guitar, does baritone vocals. Dean Simpson does the mandolin and the tenor vocals. And they just play regular bluegrass, a lot of the old songs, just the sort of stuff that you might hear at a jam session. And I love listening to bluegrass music like this and listening to it live on someone's lawn around a barbecue fire or something like that, and a nice night just before the fireflies come out, or the lightning bugs come out. It's just a real treat. So let's listen to some homegrown bluegrass from Double Overtime. One, Sweetheart, You Done Me Wrong. I first heard this done by Earl Taylor, and it was a classic bluegrass song. And then it takes One to Know One, that Jimmy Martin song. Double Overtime.
You told me that your love was true. Sweetheart, I thought the world of you. Now you left me all alone. I have no one to call my own. And sweetheart, you done me wrong. You have left me all alone. Maybe there will come a time, sweetheart, when you change your mind. shall forget the day when you said you'd gone away. Couldn't believe that it was true after all the love I had for you. And sweetheart, you done me wrong. You have left me all alone. Maybe there will come a time, sweetheart, when you change your mind.
Fine down-home bluegrass from a band called Double Overtime, and that's, you find it everywhere in North Carolina music like that, bunch of guys playing together, all good fun. We're going to hear Great album from Jesse McReynolds and Charles Whitstein, a tribute to the Brother Duets. And both those men were part of Brother Duets, Jim and Jesse McReynolds, of course, and Charles and Robert Whitstein played slightly old-time music. They had that magic of two brothers singing together. And each lost their singing partner and their brother to illness. And Jesse McReynolds lost Jim, his guitar player and tenor singer. And Charles Whitstein lost Robert, his lead singer. And they were friends, and they got together and put together this album as a tribute to all the Brother Duets. And it's got some great songs on it. If you like this two-part harmony stuff, which I do, I'm not a singer and I'd love to be able to sing like this. They just capture a lot of the feel, a lot more relaxed these days, because they're probably because they're a bit older and just do things a bit gentler. And so we've got Jesse McReynolds, Charles Whitstein, and we're going to do a couple of songs. Remember Me, which is a real old-time song, comes from 1939, written by Scott Wiseman. And but Jesse and Charles both remember the song done by the Bales brothers on the Grand Ole Opry. And then we're going to hear a song called When I Stop Dreaming, which is a Louvin Brothers song. And wonderful country duet. It's an absolute classic song. If you sing country music, this is a song to sing. So let's hear some old-time brother duets from Jesse McReynolds and Charles Whitstein.
Just to know you still remember me. The sweetest songs belong to lovers in the gloaming. The sweetest days are the days that used to be. The saddest words I ever heard were words of parting. When you said, sweetheart, remember me. Remember me when the candle lights are gleaming. Remember me at the close of a long, long day. It would be so sweet when all alone I'm dreaming. Just to mine alone forever, that I was yours till the end of eternity. But all those vows are broken now, and you will never be the same except in memory. Are gleaming. Remember me at the close of a long, long day. It would be so sweet when all alone I'm dreaming, just to know you still remember me, just to know. Thank you. that's when I'll stop loving you. The worst that I've ever been hurt in my life, the first time I ever have wanted to die, was the night when you told me you loved someone else and asked me if I could forget. When I stopped dreaming, that's when I'll stop wanting. I'd be like a flower unwanted in spring, alone and neglected, transplanted in vain
to a garden of sadness where its petals would fall in the shadow of undying
the snow. You may take a pebble and teach it to grow.
You may teach all the raindrops to return to the clouds, but you can't teach my heart to forget. When I stop dreaming, that's when I'll stop crying for you.
Well, some classic country harmony there from Jesse McReynolds and Charles Whitstein, combining two brothers from Brother Duets to make yet another duet. Hope you enjoyed that. Time for some gospel music, and no one better than Dawn Lawson. This is from the Winding Through Life album, and it's one of the classic styles of gospel music with a bit of answer back and bit of, all great things happening. And just in case you wondered, his band, when they play this sort of stuff on stage, they do it just like this, and they sound just like the album. Wonderful performances from Dawn Lawson. The Lord will answer thee.
I once was lost in sin, but the Lord, He heard my prayer. I want to fly there above and long to see Him there. Then pray, my brother, pray down on bended knees, for the Lord will hear your humble cry and surely answer thee. Just kneel down secretly. He'll lead you out of sin's dark world and reward you righteously. Then pray, my brother, pray down on bended knees, for the Lord will hear your humble cry and surely answer thee. If when the way seems dark, fall on your knees and pray, the Lord who watches over all will send a brighter day. Then pray, my brother, pray, pray down on bended knees, for the Lord will hear your humble cry and surely answer thee.
Well, how's that for a disciplined musical sound? Dor Lawson and Quicksilver and The Lord Will Answer Thee. If you were at the Mountain Grass Festival a couple of years ago, you would have heard the band Special Consensus, Greg Cahill and his fine band of pickers. And we're going to hear a couple of tracks from them now from their Scratch Gravel Road album, Trouble Let Me Be, which has got Rick doing the lead and playing mandolin, Dustin on guitar, David on bass, Greg on banjo, of course. And then we're going to hear Scratch Gravel Road, which is also same sort of lineup, but a bit of harmony. Special Consensus.
Well, I looked out my front door. What did I see? I saw trouble. It was staring back at me. I said, trouble, well, trouble let me be. Got trouble with my sweetheart, trouble with my bride. Man, when it comes to trouble, there just ain't no place to hide. I said, trouble, well, trouble let me be. They say that tea's for trouble and tea's for Tennessee, but the way that life's been going, I say trouble stands for me. I said trouble, well, trouble let me be. Got trouble with the bank. I jumped in my car. There's no tiger in my tank. I said trouble, well, now trouble let me be. Went down to see the doctor. He told me I was fine. Said trouble makes you crazy, but it's only in your mind. I said trouble, well, trouble let me be. They say that tea's for trouble and tea's for Tennessee. Man, the way that life's been going, I say trouble stands for me. I say trouble, well, trouble let me be. Man, the way that life's been going, I say trouble stands for me. I say said, trouble. Well, now, trouble, let me be. I said, trouble. Well, now, trouble stands for me. I said, trouble. Yeah, trouble, let me be.
Oh, great song. Great song. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed my selections, and tune in again next week. There'll be something totally different. In the meanwhile, we'll take it out with Scratch Gravel Road.
Sugar sacks of scratch gravel road, scratch gravel road, stretching out, taking hold, just won't let me go. The mines are playing now, and the whiskey's running dry. Tobacco fields are empty, still the people coming by. For the view, for the egos, cause they can, so they will. Gonna pass all us local folks right out of our hills. Round scratch gravel road, stretching out, taking hold, just won't let me go.